Jazz AJ Mornings. Jazz and AJ News.
Well, first I was going to use this to introduce the vice president. This is the song he's heard for the last 6 years when he walks into a room.
Yeah, you're probably tired of it by now.
And I thought, let's try something better.
Kick it!
Ladies and gentlemen, he was a United States Senator in 1973 when I was 9 years old.
What?
He's the 47th Vice President of the United States. It's Joe Biden. I bet you've never been introduced to any room using "You Gotta Fight for Your Right to Party" by the Beastie Boys.
No, I have. Matter of fact, the one I used to get introduced to, is this Chad or is this AJ?
I'm Chaz.
Right. Chad? Well, I tell you,
it's Chaz with a Z, sir.
Right.
I used to get introduced to "We Take Care of Our Own." That's Springsteen.
Gotcha.
Now, see, there's a guy who spanned my time. You know what I mean?
Yep.
He's still relevant. You know?
Yeah.
So how are you guys doing?
We're doing really good.
Not bad.
It's a big blanking deal to have you on the show.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God my mom wasn't around when someone read my lips.
We actually heard it. I can't tell you how many times we played that over.
Oh, I can't imagine how many times you did either.
My ringtone.
It's got to be weird to live your life with, there's always a hot mic or a camera following you around.
Well, on that one, you really couldn't hear it. You heard it played. What you heard was somebody read my lips as I reached in. I was leaning over, whispered in the president's ear, and I made eye contact. I was looking at a reporter who was just barely audible, and he read my lips, and teaching. But, I have a bad habit of saying what's on my mind. No one ever doubts I mean what I say.
You know what I like what you were doing there is a lot of people don't suck in the moment. And you were just telling this young president, like, hey, this is a big effing deal.
It's
like,
true.
Enjoy this moment right now because we worked hard for
drink it. Drink it in.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, it is a big deal. There's a lot of people in your state, 84,000 people right now who didn't have Medicaid coverage, women and children mostly, now have it because of the president and because Malloy had the guts to go out there and say he's going to expand health care. We talk about these things in broad terms, but it gets down to individuals, man. There's, if you know anybody who has a child with Down syndrome, they can be making a good living, and without Medicaid, though, they can't make it. It costs about $48,000 bucks a year to take care of that child. It's about human beings, and so, it is a big deal, but at any rate, you guys are great to have me on.
Hey, we've been trying to get you on here for a while, so thanks for coming on. And I have a feeling that somewhere down the road we might have you on again as a candidate. But do you think you'll run?
Well, right now we got candidates running in your state that I'm for, including Dan Malloy, who is my kind of guy. Dan sort of grew up in the same neighborhood. This election is a big deal, and it's about whether or not average people get a fair shot. When you guys were growing up, even though you were 9 years old when I started, it used to be a basic bargain in the country. If you work like the devil and you helped your corporation or outfit you work with make a profit, you get to share in the profits. That's not happening anymore.
Yeah. So it's time people need to go out and vote. It's their civic duty to vote.
Well, it really is. Yeah. I know that's how, we always say that. You guys say it. I know you mean it, but it really is true. And your polls are open from 6 to 6 this morning until 8, and no IDs required. And, you just show up and vote. I mean, look, that old expression, if you don't show up, you don't get to say, you don't get to complain that much. You complain, but it doesn't matter a lot.
A lot of people have died for our ability to vote, so it really is our duty to vote, and I'll be.
By the way, in a lot of states, there's a whole bunch of states out there trying to curtail the right to vote. I mean, and make it harder. Let me be precise. 81 pieces of legislation introduced in state legislatures all across the country to dissuade people as a practical matter from voting, but not in your state.
So, have you done your duty yet today, sir?
I have done my duty. Because I knew I'd be in Washington, I went home 2 weekends ago and voted early vote in Delaware. So I made sure that I voted, as did my wife a couple days before that. I've never missed a vote, it's you know, look, as I said, there's a whole lot at stake. You know, look, the country's poised to really do some great things relative to the rest of the world. Our, you know, the economy's coming back. We just got to deal the middle class back into this. I mean, so, the middle class is getting clobbered.
Vice President Joe Biden's on the show. The Republicans need 6 seats to pick up the Senate. 5 seats, they're going to deal with you. Is it a tie-breaking vote? Will the Democrats... And we know how you're going to go on that one, right? We don't even have to ask you that one.
It's a gimme.
Yeah, so will the Democrats hold the Senate?
I think they will hold the Senate.
Which key battleground states do you think the Dems win?
Well, I think we win Alaska, which you know, the pundits are saying we lose. I think we win North Carolina. I think we, which is a tough race. I think we win New Hampshire. In fact,
That one looks pretty solid.
We win New Hampshire.
Yeah.
You know, and I think you know, we have a chance of picking up you know, an independent who will be with us in the state of Kansas. I think we're going to win Georgia. I think we're going to win Georgia. I think none is going to win in Georgia. I think there'll be a runoff probably with Mary Landrieu, although she could win it today, in Louisiana. So I think we're going to end up with 52 about in that range Democratic votes. But look, you know, the bottom line is the governors are playing as important a role of what's happening around the country as the, you know, as the Senate is. I mean, you know, like, you know, Dan Malloy's out there pushing for a minimum wage. I mean, you got 20 million people working 40 hours a week out there. 20 million work for you, and they're living in poverty. And by the way, this used to be bipartisan. It used to be Democrats and Republicans. The last couple raises were pushed by Republicans as well as Democrats. We used to go out there and we used to build highways, roads, bridges, infrastructure, creating good jobs and making us more competitive. They used to be bipartisan. Republicans aren't doing that anymore. And all they're focused on is, you know, continuing to cut taxes for the very wealthy. And that's not hyperbole, by the way. My wife is a professor at a community college, and I ask her a question, she'll say, Google it. All people have to do is go Google it. These guys, right. Republicans, are proposing another $3 trillion tax cut nationally for people making minimum $1 million.
Let me get a couple more questions in here.
Oh, yeah, fire away.
Vice President Joe Biden is here. So I know you don't want to talk about running now because there is an election going on today. But if you do run, when will you make an announcement? January, February?
No.
Later?
It'd be the end of the spring. Because, look, I've got a lot on my plate now with the president, you know, making sure there's a bunch of foreign policy initiatives. We've got to get this new Congress, no matter who is in charge, we've got to begin to make some progress.
That's my follow-up to that question. If the people of Connecticut had to vote for you or Hillary in a primary, why should they vote for you?
Oh, I'm not getting into that. You know, I haven't even decided whether or not I'm going to run. I really, truly haven't.
Okay, I got one more small question,
sure.
And this could be a
and Hillary's a great, you know, be a great candidate.
Any Connecticut politicians you can envision in a Biden administration?
Sure, I could envision at least three. I could envision Elizabeth Esty and
you're going to pick the ones
Biden
that are running. That's good.
Right.
You see, you're good.
No,
that's good.
No, for real.
Good
by you. The way, I tell you, another person I could envision is Chris Dodd, a former Connecticut politician, a guy who's forgotten more about foreign policy than most people learn. I could picture a lot of folks.
How about Senator Blumenthal as Attorney General of the United States?
He is great, by the way. He could do that in a heartbeat. Yeah. I don't think he'd want to leave. I think he'd want to stay as if he were asked.
He'll
by
take
a
it.
Democratic president.
I already asked him.
We'll speak for him. Yeah.
Oh,
is that right? No, by the way, he's a great friend. He and my son were attorney generals together, and my son in Delaware. And my son really, really admired him, looked to him for some help. And he's done a great job as a senator.
He's a good friend of the show. He's on every month, and we'd love to do a show from his office and have a visit from the vice president. That would be the best.
I'll do that with you.
Okay. There you have it.
Hey.
We have a promise from...
I'll do an interview from his office with him on your show.
That's a beautiful thing.
In the meantime, get out there, everybody.
You heard it.
And as you might expect, I'd like to see you vote for Malloy. He gets it. He's from the neighborhood, man. He knows what it's like to have to make a living. He knows what middle class means, being able to own your home, not just rent it, send your kid to a good school, be able to get yourself in a position where you can actually send your kid to college and be able to afford to pay to send your kid to college, you know?
There you have it from the 47th Vice President of the United States, Joe Biden. Thank you, sir.
All right. See you.
I like how he signed off.
He said peace.
All right. Peace out.
Chaz, AJ, mornings.
Hey, Sal.
Hank, what's going on? We haven't worked a case in years.
I just bought my car at Carvana, and it was so easy. Too easy.
Think something's up?
You tell me. They got thousands of options.
Mm-hmm.
Found a great car at a great price.
Uh-huh.
And it got delivered the next day.
It sounds like Carvana just makes it easy to buy your car, Hank.
Yeah, you're right. Case closed.
Buy your car today on Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.